When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We have a couple new sponsors in 2018. Rob Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage. You can reach him at 855-350-1015 or online at robsellsnj.com. True story, Rob sold my house in 3 days. I spent a lot of time in real estate. I'm a licensed broker in a few states, and I can tell you Rob Dukansky is the best. We're happy to have him on board Speaking Millennial. Our other big sponsor for 2018, CSI Group. The CSI Group, you can reach them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS or CSICPA.com. This is a family business, but they've got locations all over New York and New Jersey. And I'm going to tell you, taxes are too complicated to go it alone. Don't think that you're going to go online and just plug and play and get it done. You don't want to have a letter from the IRS a couple years after you file your taxes and find out you made a big mistake. And the CSI Group will give you a free consultation. So all you got to do is call them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS and they will help you out. Remember, you don't know what you don't know. I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors, great sponsor, good friend, Vinny Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinny Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. Stressfactory.com.
Looking for a car, new or used? This is Jay Black to tell you there's no better destination than our friends at the Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, located on Route 202 and 31 in Flemington and at Flemington.com. Here you will find 16 automotive brands, plus over 500 available certified pre-owned vehicles to fit every budget. You'll get the financing, the trade-in value, and the credit you need, and dependable vehicle service maintenance that delivers peace of mind. Choose from Ford, Lincoln, Audi, Volkswagen, Porsche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Infiniti, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, BMW, and Subaru. Shop them all, knowing every Flemington Car and Truck Country location has earned the coveted dealer-rated customer satisfaction award for 2017 based on your reviews. The Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, an honest, straightforward organization that has been satisfying customers for over 40 years. Family, independent, not corporate. Visit any of their 8 dealership locations on routes 202 and 31 in Flemington or at Flemington.com. There's a lot of really cool stuff about our new sponsor, Tito's Handmade Vodka. And I could tell you about all of it. I could tell you how great it tastes. I could tell you how it's the best way to relax after a hard day. I could tell you that it's distilled from corn, so it's gluten-free. I could tell you that it's made right here in America, in Texas. And not just Texas, the best part of Texas, Austin. It's the best part of Texas. I tell you the thing I love most about Tito's Handmade Vodka. They use old-fashioned pot stills and they taste test every batch. It's the same way that they make fine single malt scotches and high-end French cognac. Why is this amazing? Well, it's amazing because, as John F. Kennedy said, we don't go to the moon because it's easy. We go to the moon because it's hard. And this is a harder way to make vodka, but it makes for better vodka. That's why it's handmade vodka, and that's why you got to go out and get Tito's Handmade Vodka right now.
You ready? Hey guys, welcome to Speaking Millennial. I'm here with Jay and Jessica and our friend Gene, owner of the Comedy Cove.
Hello everybody.
Hey, Gene, good to have you.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting
so
me.
We are about an hour from showtime.
That's right. You can feel the energy buzzing in this room, Bill.
It's like the Beatles are here.
That's right.
It is like the Beatles are here, Gene.
$8 a ticket, my friend.
So we had all kinds of, we had a plan. Jessica, you had a whole plan for this podcast that we came up with 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
It involved Paris and Artie Lang.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Well, not together.
Not together, though.
Right, right.
But Artie was just in Paris, by the way. I just saw some pictures.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Artie played here. When was Artie last year at the Comedy Cove? In Springfield, which you can follow on Twitter.
Oh, I don't even know.
Yeah, at the Comedy Cove.
The Comedy Cove.
Right?
Comedy
That's it. It's at the Comedy Cove.
If you're in North Jersey and you want to see a comedy show, this is the place to come. This is a great place.
I felt like you were about to make a plug for tonight's show, and I'm like, we won't see this for 3 weeks.
If you're a time traveler and you'd like to see a comedy show.
Like that guy that I wanted to have on?
Yeah.
The time traveler who could have been real?
Did you know, by the way,
he's gone now? Maybe he went back and we missed it?
He was put into a mental asylum because he was a lunatic, just like the woman that you had on who was a bullshit psychic.
Oh, I'm having her back.
You should never have her back.
What was her name?
She was terrible.
You should have her here.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, stop it. It was too real for Jay. He got mad. She was.
She told me to leave the room because my vibes were making the angels not show up.
The vibes were making us all upset that day.
Did you have
that vibe? Yes. Can you believe it, Jessica?
Yes.
Were you there for her?
Jay, bringing the mood down.
You should have been there for this. Carza. Wasn't that her first last name?
I believe it was. I never met her, but I want to meet Wayne Hoffman.
Oh, Wayne is fantastic.
I believe
this guy is a mentalist.
Right.
Well, let me back up.
Wayne Kreskin in here.
Kreskin's just a magician, though, right? Like, is he really?
That's what this person was. Just a magician, Bill.
Wait, what?
Really?
You couldn't sell any tickets.
She invented stupid crap, Jessica. She went like this. I'm getting a name.
She was a medium.
It starts with a Q, no, a W, no, an 11.
She was pretty good. I don't think she was that bad.
She got mad
I'm bringing
at me.
Her back. So,
hold on one second. I need to say this.
You're not flattered.
There's no chance that she's a fan of the podcast.
She may be because I invited her back on 101.5 and everyone's mad.
Yeah, because she was a lunatic.
But that makes me want to have her on more.
Gotcha.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Carza was her last name.
I believe it was I believe it was Karnak. Wasn't it Karnak?
No. Stop.
I believe it was Karnak. He had powers, too.
Karnak the Magnificent.
That's right.
Talk amongst yourself. I'm going to look her up. I'm going to find her.
So what about Artie, though?
Oh, yeah.
Can I get on your Wi-Fi? Is it Scotty's 5?
Yes.
Can you give me the password or not on the Wi-Fi?
Not on the thing.
There is one on that. Scotty's 2.4 there too, also.
Hold on.
Yeah, you know what?
Oh, Scotty's. No, just Scotty's.
If you want to come to a comedy show and get free Wi-Fi, come on down to the Comedy Cove.
And free soup.
soup and Wi-Fi?
What kind of soup do you have?
What's today? Today is
Saturday.
Broccoli.
I love cream soup.
Of broccoli.
I love cream of broccoli. I love cream of broccoli.
French onion.
All right. Keen should order the cream of broccoli.
Yeah, there's no chance he's having broccoli covered in cream. Do you remember being an 11-year-old boy, Phil?
Just like dip.
Yeah, broccoli. Yeah. Like a broccoli cheese cream. Are you kidding?
He's got a ham.
Cheddar cheese on top of it. He'll love it, right? It's delicious.
Yes.
You can still metabolize it right now.
So Artie was here a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And was that the one that Steve was promoting? Because I kept seeing videos of Artie on
he was at 101.5, and I knew he was there because I came in the morning, and there were cigarette butts.
And cocaine everywhere.
You got to love Artie. Now, here's a talented guy.
Wait, he smoked cigarettes in the studio?
No. Well, he was clearly smoking them outside because there was no smoke smell inside. But I think what he does is he smokes them and keeps them.
Yeah.
Now, I smoked for a long time when I was in the Marines. But I would never put a cigarette out and then relight it.
Right.
Like, once it's out, it's out. The problem is it's like $100 a pack now.
Yeah.
So I get it. Mm-hmm. Right. I get it. If you got to go in, because we're back on the air, I'm just going to put it out and I'll relight it later.
Yeah, that was a makeup show he was there last time.
That's the one he was promoting.
He did the makeup. Right. He didn't show the one time, happened? Right?
The Friday night. Well, let me tell you a story. He's a comical guy. I like Artie a lot, you know. And I think everybody should pray for him to get over whatever demons he has.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's drugs anymore or not. Probably not, because he's on probation.
He's
detested. So if he gets positive, he's gone for 4 years.
Right. It's like this is it. There's no.
What happened? He got a DUI. How did he get
himself
in trouble?
He got stopped in Essex County, and he was holding cocaine.
How did they know to search him?
I think he was pulling out of
Artie Lang? Yeah. I have no idea how.
Service set. They're right. About a mile an hour. Like that.
Right, yeah. His eyes wide as saucers.
But, you know, he's been here many times this year. He's been here probably 6-7 times.
Right.
He bailed me out once. He bailed me out when Freddie Rubino's wife got sick. Poor woman had 105 fever for like 3 days.
Holy mackerel.
They couldn't figure out
what it was. You'd die from that.
Yeah. They couldn't figure out what it was.
And Freddie's in Florida now, so he called me and said, I can't make the show.
Gotcha.
I said, well, obviously, you need to take care of your wife. That's your family. So I called Artie like about 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, I said, Artie, can you tomorrow? I could use you. What do you want, pal? Anything you want, pal? I said, Freddie can't make it. Can you do the show? Absolutely. I'm there for you, man. I'm there. I said, okay, great. What do you want? What do you mean? What do you want? I don't know. Pay me what you want to pay me. I don't know. I'll do it for free.
Right.
No, you're not going to do it. Right? Yeah. Damn well you're not going to do it for free.
Right.
All right. Pay me with free Freddy. Said, okay. See you. What time? 9 o'clock. Great. 9 o'clock. Well, 8:45, I get a little nervous when I see the talent here, like the whole assembly of talent.
Right.
So then I start my usual routine. You know, I pace.
Like
I go down the steps, up the steps, down the steps, up the steps. Because magically that's going to change everything.
Right.
You know,
sure.
It's going to change the
tone. Pacing works, Gene.
Well, goddamn it,
yeah.
So I'm texting him, phoning him, nothing, crickets. About 5 minutes to 9, it lights up, already 3. And that's already 3 because he's always losing phones, so you just keep changing the number. So I say, Artie, he says, how you doing, pal? I said, doing great. Yeah, doing great. Where are you? Oh, shit, I'm doing great. Where are you? I'm in AC, man. I'm in AC with my cousin.
Oh, my
goodness. What? He said, I'm at AC with my cousin. We're killing, man. We're winning like fucking crazy. I'm looking forward to tomorrow. I said, tomorrow?
Yeah.
The show's tonight. Crickets. I'm like, my heart's here.
Right, yeah. Because, you give all this money back. What am I going to do?
Gotcha, asshole. I'm in a parking lot. You know that Ralph Crandon laugh that he has?
And by the way, that's probably the only time he's ever joked about that.
Yes.
He's actually been there. It's usually,
I was going to say, probably that was real more times than not.
Well, the other show that he had the weekend book with Levy, you know, he's not here. And we would talk the day before. And Levy's going, don't worry, he's going to be. It's all, everything's good now. Mm-hmm. It's all good. Good, good. There, he's good. Okay. Same thing. I think I started the show 8:45 or something like that.
Right.
And then I threw one of my room guys up. Did 5 minutes, just loosened up. Then Levy and I looked at each other and I said, huh?
Right.
I said, go up, and if he comes, I'll flick the light like crazy. You'll know he's here.
Right.
Well, about 1:50.
That's
Levy looks back and goes, anything? I said, I haven't heard anything. And then you get a couple of groans from the audience.
Were people pissed?
It was very funny because they were groaning.
Yeah.
And then Levy goes, hey, we don't know what happened to him. Something could have happened to him. So let's reserve that until
before you get mad.
We know. And then Levy did, I think, 2:05. And then my wife's in the back room going, what's your plan, guy? I said, I don't have a plan. I haven't talked to Levy. I believe
after 2 hours, the audience is like, okay, we're kind of done.
Maybe if I had your psychic.
We've laughed, we've drank, we've eaten.
Maybe if I had your psychic, I could telepathically give it to him, but I didn't have that. Levy took the bull by the horns.
Oh, yeah?
And he said, listen, I think we've had a great show. This table, we have a long center table. They stood up, a side table off of stage right. They stood up, and then the whole room stood up and gave him a standing ovation. And then,
I think it's great.
All you heard was F Artie. You're better than Artie.
Right. He had friends. No.
He says, fill out the comment cards, put your name on it, put your phone number on it. We know what your reservation is. We have that list. And make sure you hand it to Gene when you leave, and we'll call you because we're going to do a makeup show. It's going to be for free. I had one complaint.
No kidding.
I could not believe. I said to L'Oreal, my wife, I said, there's my plan.
There's the plan.
That's my plan.
That's a good plan.
And by the way, I love, you know, wives doing that to you. You know, my wife would do the same thing to me. What's your plan? Like, what's your plan, big guy? There's a monster out, like, ready to attack. Now I'm like, why are you excited about this? He's going to eat you, too. It's just, I think it's...
You first.
Yeah, I think it's every wife's dream to die being right. Like, that would be the thing that they want more than anything.
Is that it?
That was cool.
Die being right.
That was cool with leaving. And then it was we had the makeup show. So, as we're seeing people, are going, hey, can I sit over there? I was with that guy last time.
Right.
And hey, how you doing, pal?
Oh, that's great.
It was like the whole room.
Because they suffered through worried if they were now inappropriate.
And then there's every smartass coming up.
Like, were we pissed off at Artie and maybe he didn't make it? Like,
you sure he's coming?
Yeah.
Right.
And the day of show, L'Oreal got 10 phone calls. You sure he's coming?
Like, you wanted to go drive and pick him up.
That's what I was about our plan.
Put him in the car.
And then he said, then Levy said, no, he's got a ride.
Right.
And I said, okay, you sure?
It's rough because I think you. I mean, we talked about this yesterday. Everybody loves Artie. Like you you love the guy, and you're just disappointed almost constantly. Like when he was not showing up to Stern, and we all knew something was wrong.
Yes.
I mean, I was at the time The biggest stern head you could possibly be. And it was a lot of it was just Artie, because you just loved hearing him come in. He was a shot of life in the show.
And he knew when to talk.
Yes. And it was heartbreaking to see him. You know, I mean, the amount of self-hate it takes to stab yourself in the belly. You know,
my friends.
That's graphic.
My friends. Well, that's what he did.
My friend's a county adjuster in.
Wait, what did he do? I didn't know this.
He drank bleach, and he stabbed himself 13 times.
Oh my God!
My friend's a county adjuster in Hudson County.
Yeah.
And one of his duties is he's in charge of the Oprah Information Act. Yeah. So everybody was trying to get that 911 tape, and his mom found them.
Right.
And we were at the lunch one day. You know,
how long ago was this?
2006, I think.
Yeah. And he says to me, "You know this guy, Artie Lang?" I said, "Yeah, I'm sure I do." He says, "Yeah, they're after the 911 tape for a suicide attempt." And he says, "But it was his mom that called in the 911." He says, "And I wasn't releasing." My boss said, "Do what you want. I don't care. Release it." He says, "In TMZ was after it."
Yeah. Did they ever release it?
Nope. They left. He turned it down.
Good.
And then TMZ came back at him. And no, for him, cash. He turned it down. I said, wait, hold a second.
How much cash?
Hold on, I don't know. We're talking Hudson County.
Yeah, right.
That Burlington. We're talking Hudson County. You turned cash down?
Right.
He said, it was a mom. So I sent her. So a couple years later, Levy was here, and he was with, he was going to see Artie at another show in a couple of nights, and Levy told the story, and then Artie just wrote out a little note to Neil Carroll, a true American hero. Thanks for doing what you did, Artie. Right. And Artie held up the thing. You know,
no kidding.
He took a picture in the end. He sent us the original letter I gave it to Neil. But that's the type of guy he's a nice
So
guy.
Does he talk about it?
Yeah, he writes about it in his book.
Yep.
And he talks about it pretty openly. Yeah, it's 2010, by the way. And
so not that long ago.
And by the way, I just like to see the hierarchy of loyalty at Hudson County. It's like, it's Artie Lang is below Bribe. But Bribe is below mother. So it goes Italian mother number
mother
one.
First.
You go, I can't betray
first.
The Italian mother.
Right.
I mean, if it was the dad, I could.
Cooler guy.
Yeah, no, I think it's wonderful.
I agree.
I mean, it's excellent. But
we should get Artie on the podcast.
Well, he's got his own podcast, right? Or is that done?
Anymore. I think it's done.
I don't
really?
Think he's doing it.
He had Artie and Anthony, then he got bounced off that one.
I bet he'd come on. He's friendly. Yeah. He works with Trev all the time.
Sure. Let's get him in here.
I'll ask him.
Yeah, let's do it.
Want me to call him?
You mind?
Yeah,
great. Yeah. I think he'd be a great conversation.
We'll travel to him.
Let's call him now.
We'll go to him.
You know what? That's probably a great idea.
Maybe next time he's coming here. Is he on the Comedy Code list?
Not until probably after the first year of February, because I have to let my heart heal a little bit here.
Yeah. I got it.
Doctor said no more stress.
By the way, if we do get Artie on the podcast, seat us separately. If he says, "Hey Jay, you want to try anything? I got some stuff with me. I don't want to be tempted, you know, or get a contact high by smelling him."
So we'll sit like we're seated now.
That's right.
Right. So Jessica and I can serve as the blockers.
Yes, exactly.
Right. And Artie will sit where Gene is.
Yeah. Okay. Hey Jay, you want to snort my jacket? I don't want to. You know, I might do that.
There you go, pal.
Yeah. But yeah, well, let's get him on. That'd be wonderful.
I think it'd be great.
He actually interviewed Piscopo when he still had his radio show, I think with the Paula, when Piscopo was in the movie that I wrote.
Right.
So I have videotape of Artie Lang going, and I 100% do not believe he knew who I was. Joe Piscopo goes, "It was written by a comic. I'm sure you know him, Artie. Jay Black." And Artie goes, "Oh, great guy, Jay Black. Love that guy. So funny." And I'm like, I'm looking at it going, I've never met him.
True.
There's no possibility that he knows who I am. But
no way.
Very nice guy to say that.
Like
thank you.
Pleasant to me.
Yeah, he's wonderful. He's
we'll get
fantastic.
Joe back on, too.
Yeah, let's get
to I'm thinking about future episodes as we're having this conversation.
Lying, you're like a cousin.
That's it.
You're like a cousin.
So the Paris conversation came up earlier.
Yeah, well, you guys were talking about knowing multiple languages, and I was saying how...
Well, no, we were talking about not knowing multiple languages.
Wait, do you know how that conversation started?
No, I wasn't.
Because my son Michael's working in the kitchen.
Right.
And I said, you want to talk about real diversity? Go into a kitchen anywhere, and you've got seven different cultures all at once, all trying to communicate, and they can all do it by sign language and food.
Right. And
nobody
cursing.
Understands anything.
I would imagine a lot
of cursing.
A lot of
so we're like, that's real diversity. And then we got jumped to Jessica's honeymoon in Paris.
Yeah.
With the kitchen at the Stress Factory to Paris.
That's right. So, well, I've often compared the two.
Absolutely.
Sometimes I walk into the kitchen at the Stress Factory and go, this is what Paris must be.
Paris must just be like that. Like,
that's how it started.
It's something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay. So
it wasn't a direct route.
Yeah, so I was speaking, I was in Paris, everyone's speaking French around me, and you feel like you're alone because no one else is speaking English, and you have an English conversation, and then a girl at the table next to me just starts cracking up at what I said. It was completely inappropriate. Right. It was at a very fancy restaurant. But I thought,
but were you talking loud? Because you're like, well, obviously I'm the only one here that speaks English. Well, I can tell this terribly inappropriate story.
You don't know what they're saying, but then, yeah, they totally know everything you're saying. So it was awkward.
What would you say? I got to know.
Was it? Did we come?
See, we knew. I said, Jay's going to ask you to tell the story.
I got
to
know.
And Jessica's going to hesitate.
Yeah.
Well, because you didn't even, like, take a breath.
I need to know if it's inappropriate.
You actually didn't hear what Jessica just said about the language. You heard was inappropriate story.
She said something
told by Jessica at a cafe in Paris.
I know exactly what happened. She was at Epcot Center in Disney World, and she went to the Paris section of it and started cursing up a blue streak. Okay. That's what I heard.
So we had been in Paris for like 4 days. So like 4 days of no one talking to us, and like we're only having conversations with each other because everyone else is speaking a different language. We don't know what they're saying. No eavesdropping. So I'm used to it by this point. Don't think anyone's paying attention to me. And I was telling a story about my bachelorette party where none of the girls brought penis straws because they thought Jessica doesn't want any penis straws at her bachelorette.
It's 100% true.
We did a whole podcast on that, discussing whether or not that was appropriate to bring those straws.
Why didn't I get any penis straws at my bachelorette? Was the conversation at this very fancy hotel dinner. And the woman next to me just started cracking.
Of course she did.
I was like, oh, God, I guess they speak English. I can't understand their whole conversation.
It occurs to me we never followed up with that podcast episode. So I guess we've just learned that your friends just did not bring the straws.
Yeah.
I don't know why bachelorettes are so keen on sucking penis straws, but wives are not so keen on sucking actual penises.
It's the last hurrah.
Yeah. I don't get it.
We went up to a bouncer.
See how good she is? She can just ignore. Yeah. Isn't that amazing? Like, Jessica does not miss a beat. She knows where it's and just.
I'm asking
Jay
the
goes
questions.
Dark. Jessica keeps it up here.
We walk in, and the bouncer stops us, and he goes, "Wait, are you a bachelorette party? I've got a big white veil on my head and a sash. So, clearly, duh. And we're not that drunk." And he goes, "Because last time I led a bachelorette party in here, they were whipping out dildos in the restaurant." And we're like, oh, my God, no, we're not going to do that.
And
you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Jay's like, yeah, that's exactly
standard.
I love when bachelorette parties are playing a comedy show.
It's the best.
And a bachelorette party is there.
It's the best. Hey, woo again. Woo again. It's great. We love it. No, it's Jessica's bachelorette party. Yeah, you've said it several times. We get it. I've often told my son, though, and this is the most important lesson. Bachelorette parties are
because they're already lit by the time they get there. Yeah, that's why, right?
Yeah.
If you see the little bus pull up, you know
you're done. Yeah.
I don't know why they always choose comedy. It's because they get together and they're like, "What would be fun that we could all go out, but we don't talk
to
each other
because
we all
like
secretly
them?
Hate one another."
Exactly.
Yeah,
your female voice is interesting.
Is my female voice? What is it?
I don't know.
It is dead on. This is why I could never be on RuPaul's Drag Race. I could never.
You could not. You don't pull it off.
But one of the first things I ever told my son was that bachelorette parties are fool's gold. You think you're going to have a shot with one of the bridesmaids. When I was a single man, you look over and you go, "Oh, these girls are hot to trot." They're never hot to trot. They always circle around.
They've got a mission.
They circle and they protect
the bride.
They block one another. It's not even the bride. You don't target the bride. You target one of the bridesmaids. You can't pry one of them off. It's the first thing I told my son when he could understand language. I was like, "Listen, if I die before I can give you the information you need in life, bachelorette parties are fool's gold. You're not going to get what you think you're going to get. They're going to come up to you and ask you for some stupid scavenger hunt. We're looking for underwear." And then you're going to give it to them thinking, "Oh, I'm going to get some." You're not going to get anything.
You just lost your underwear.
That's right. You just lose your underwear and your respect. It's
important. This is a similar passion we saw with Jay over the medium.
There are certain
things that you are passionate about.
Here's the thing. I am passionate about people who use the deaths of others to funnel their own finances. That's what drives me nuts. If they said, "I'm doing it."
God, is that deep?
Yeah, if
you see this guy, he goes dark.
It's not a dark thing. If you get up, I'm a jacuzzi because that's French. I picked that up. I picked that up at a dildo party in a Paris cafe.
Oh, God.
But no, so here's the thing. If you
Jessica,
just,
you are titling this podcast episode, not Jay. You are in charge of the title.
Dildo party in Paris.
This is not
at the Comedy Club. Keep it away.
But if they just got up and said, "I'm going to do a trick where I'm going to pretend like I figured something out about you," that'd be one thing. But if you say, "I'm literally talking to your dead mother," that's just dark and
Do you see what your son is eating?
What's he eating?
Look at that burger.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just put together perfectly.
So I picked up McDonald's my way over here.
Oh, delicious!
I have craved McDonald's every day for a year.
Do I eat McDonald's?
Yeah,
yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, it's so good. But imagine every morning waking up saying, "I want McDonald's, but not today." For a year. So I finally,
did it.
I felt like garbage afterwards.
Yeah, yeah, it's
I'll
the best.
I'll never eat it ever again.
Yeah, but like, you didn't even, ate the healthiest thing they have.
What'd you get? You got like
the
a
nuggets. The nuggets are healthy. Yeah.
Aren't they? It's all chicken parts.
Yeah. Oh, I felt like garbage.
You know, what? Best way to do it, you got to do a little hair of the dog in the morning. You go in tomorrow, you get yourself a McGriddle. McGriddle in the morning. Oh my God, the McGriddle.
When I was bloated,
tired,
it's greasy.
Yeah,
is it the grease?
It's
the fire later. It's too much.
French fries.
Oh, you have French fries too.
Yeah.
This is a large, a small, a medium. When you're a 42-year-old man on a diet, this counts as sexy talk. Keep going, Jessica, please.
You didn't add salt? See, I think the big problem with the fast food is they don't add the salt like they used to. So the fries need salt.
So there was a great...
I thought they were salty.
There was a great podcast episode...
I took the salt off my fingers. By, so I can guarantee they were salty.
There's a great podcast episode by Malcolm Gladwell on his... Don't listen to it. Just stay here with Speaking Millennial, but I'll describe it to you. He went out...
The French fry one.
Did you see? This one?
I didn't.
It was fantastic.
French fries are ruined by McDonald's.
There was this guy who was like a millionaire in the Midwest. He has a heart attack and he blames fast food. So he goes on a self-funded campaign for 10 years to get rid of all the fat, the trans fat, in the fast food.
And he killed the fries.
And he kills the fries.
Right, because they don't taste the same.
They go to a lab and it's so great. They go to a lab and they have the food lab recreate the fries based on the original recipe. Mm-hmm. And then they give it to millennials who've never tasted the actual fry, and you just hear him. I mean, I guess it's good pod where you just hear like chewing and groaning. You know,
did they like it?
Oh, they loved it.
The entire podcast are eating.
That's funny, McDonald's but did they like it?
Yes, of course. They were like, oh, clearly they did like a blind test and they tried three.
But it's really not as good.
Like, wow,
McDonald's when I was a kid was great.
They didn't know
whatever kind of lard. It's
like when
they used to add more salt to it too.
It's like when they took the cocaine out of Coca-Cola. It must have been
just ruined for you, isn't it?
This used to give me a lot of pep. Now it gives me nothing.
I'm tired and bloated.
Yes.
I'm a little slow right now.
I used to have one Coca-Cola that I would paint 9 barns. I don't know what's going on. I'm sorry.
Diet Coke or regular Coke?
Regular.
Good for you. I hate Diet Coke. It's like tinny and horrible. Chemical. It's horrible. The best Coke is the one from Mexico.
Yeah.
Because the real sugar's in it.
You know what the worst kind of people are? Worst kind of people that say, the ones that say that Pepsi tastes the same as Coke. I believe that those people, I think it goes fascists.
Whoa.
People who say Pepsi is the same as Coke. I want to say something about Donald
Trump,
but I know you're a Donald Trump fan.
Come on.
I didn't go there, Phil. I stayed.
I thought you were going to go back to the using the dead to make a buck.
People who use the dead to make a buck.
Like funeral homes?
Funeral home. I'm okay with that because at least they're on
coffin
with the
makers.
Service. If the funeral home claimed that they could talk to the dead person and they were like, yeah, what do you want to know? He's back here.
He's so right here in the box.
For $100, I'll tell you what he's saying.
See, we're going to have to have
him. He wants to talk to him. He wants the upgrade on the cancer.
I feel like you're a challenge. And I don't know that I buy any of those.
They're all bullshit.
But I love the idea of a challenge. Because I'll tell you something. Wayne Hoffman, to your point earlier.
You're convinced.
Well, Wayne does not claim to have any magical ability.
It's just
said he is he is able to read you.
Right.
So he's a mentalist. And somehow he talked to me about a vacation I had taken, and he pulled out like the place I had been from his shoe.
Right.
Go away.
Yeah. It was written on a note. In his shoe.
Exactly. But I respect
now, how did
him
he do?
Saying it
but
was
we all
a
watched
trick.
Him do it. Were you there that day?
No.
Are you?
I've heard about it. And I'm like,
because
why is everyone so obsessed with him?
We have to bring him on.
I love
he
that.
He is unbelievable.
Doing a cold read is an actual literal skill. Getting up and saying, I'm speaking to the dead is a bunch of bull crap.
Well, I went on his Instagram the other day, though. And he's literally using.
And when you clicked on it, to say, hello, Jessica, I know you're looking at my Instagram right now.
That would be impressive.
I would be impressed with that. Mm-hmm. If he tweeted at you. Hey, thanks for checking my Twitter out.
Yeah.
We're 24 minutes.
We've got a few minutes. Yeah. I can rant about some other stuff. You want me?
We want to get a solid 30.
I'm a lot of angry.
Is the Kruskin coming to?
No. We couldn't draw an audience.
He,
But he's like 95 years old, right?
He's been doing it forever. He's a nice guy.
He works almost every week.
He's a great guy. I've had him on Chasing News. He's a good guy. He's friendly.
I grew up with him on the Carson show and all that. Yeah.
Well, Carson was a magician, so he would always have stand-up, or excuse me, close-up magic, which to me is the most artful kind of sleight of hand. When you're at a table and you're just manipulating cards, and you know that there's a trick, and you know that it's happening. The best magic thing I've ever seen is the old Penn & Teller, you know Cup and Balls? Have you ever seen Cup and Balls? Mm-hmm. They do Cup and Balls with clear cups. So they take away the element that you're going to see everything that we're doing. Mm-hmm. But then it moves so quickly, you still don't know what they're doing, even though they're doing it again with clear cups. And then you understand that there's artistry involved. I respect artistry. I don't respect charlatan and flim-flam artists.
Take advantage of the dead. I was at the Pump Room in Chicago once, and they had a magician go table to table in a tuxedo. And I stared and stared. My focus was there. And I don't know how the hell he did it. But a ring winds up on your keychain. You know, how do you do this? You know, and you're right there. I mean, you're right there.
Jake may have to fill in for you that day.
I think her name is Car. I can't find her because your Wi-Fi won't let me on.
Really? T.S., this whole time.
Because the Wi-Fi knows.
I've been fighting with the Wi-Fi.
The Wi-Fi knows you're about to suck some bullshit into the podcast, Bill.
Look, I like to have conversations that stimulate other conversations.
She was like, that guy was ruining it because he was ruining the vibe.
I think you had some bad juju going on.
Okay, so let me ask you,
oh, my goodness.
Bad juju?
Yeah, that's all. You better watch, Phil. You might have to go to a sensitivity training.
Is that bad?
No, it sounds
it does.
We're getting close.
But no,
the Little Rascals references.
It was one of those deals where it's like, so the version of the afterlife you have is that the mother has something that she needs to say from the other side, but somebody's giving you a bad look in the room, so the mother goes, "Nah, it's not that important." Right? That's the implication of my juju was messing up with her jerk.
So you were there when this woman was...
Yeah, I was in
the
room.
He literally left the room. They almost fought. It was a disaster. Yeah,
I was staring at her.
And she was giving her the eyes.
The fish eye.
Yeah, the side eye.
She kept going, we can only get one person at a time. And
there's
a speakerphone in the afterlife that you can only get one at a time.
There was all kinds of things going on between you and who? Was it Kathy, the board op?
Oh, I was laughing.
No, it was Karen. Karen, who does the spreadsheet for the podcast, who does all the receivables.
Oh, okay. We were making fun of it?
Wait, she was mad at you?
No, she was mystified because of the things that this woman knew.
Oh, so
like,
vague.
She,
wow.
So vague.
Not to her, though. It was, so it had an impact on
Jessica,
her.
Jessica, do you have an older man in your life that you would maybe call, like, a father figure
All right,
to you?
That's what we got to do. Yeah. To prove the point, you should be the medium.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Yeah. All right, let's go.
maybe not. I think we're going to need some prep. And go. I love that. Now, Jessica,
wait,
tell
Scotty's
me.
Bar 2.4.
That's it. That should have no password.
It says it wants me to have a password. Which, you know, I don't know if
maybe
we can give out.
If only Wayne Hoffman were.
Yeah, how can I not remember her name?
Because
I need a mentalist.
Maybe you blocked it as self-protection.
Is that it? I need a mentalist to get me to log into the Wi-Fi.
Right, Scotty's.
Is that it?
There's like three of them. Yeah?
Yeah, it doesn't let me on.
I've told you about Houdini, right? Jessica, have I told you about Houdini?
I mean, I've heard of Houdini myself.
Houdini was obsessed with psychics. And he and his wife made a deal. He said, whoever dies first, with it, here's a secret word. If I die and there's an afterlife, I will spend all of the afterlife, every energy that I have in the afterlife, trying to find a psychic to tell them the word. If you die first, we'll switch it. So Houdini dies relatively young. The widow, for 35 years, Jessica, travels the world to different psychics, all of whom claim that are talking to Houdini. And she just walks in and she goes, what's the word? You know how many were able to give the word? 35 years? Zero. So if there is one person anywhere, it proves everything.
I'm thinking maybe there wasn't a word.
What kind of weird conspiracy theory would that be?
It could be. He was Houdini.
So you think he's doing a long con?
It was the long con.
Was that
40-year con?
Well, I mean, this was 100 years ago. So
we don't know the word. I'll bet you our medium will know.
I believe it was juju, actually. It was a phrase. It was...
What does that even mean?
It was Parisian dildo party. I believe that was.
See, you're trying to name. You're trying to give us a title, and we're not buying it.
Juju sounds like something that would be like an African or a Haitian kind of like. It sounds.
I think
like
it
a,
is. It's some kind of
like mumbo jumbo. Like
right, right. Yeah, right. Some kind of a kind yeah. of thing. It's a term, though. You've heard the term, right?
No, but it's not inappropriate. It just sounds inappropriate. It sounds like one of those words.
You need sensitivity training for mediums. We're going to bring a medium in. Yeah. And we say, now, Jay, understand the craft.
You nailed it.
Right? I think that's what we need.
I think it would be hilarious if they were like, your dad is trying to talk to you right now. No, he's not. He's in heaven watching hockey reruns. That's his afterlife. He has no need to try to talk to me.
Watching Miracle.
Yeah. Your dad's very proud of you. Now I know you're Miracle. Full of shit.
It's a good movie.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
And
Kurt Russell's
jackets. But after we watched the movie, I made the kids sit through the documentary.
Oh.
Which I thought was even better.
Did they think it was better?
No.
They
did not. No. They didn't think that was cool of me to do it all. But I'm like, you have to have respect.
You got
to
know what was going on.
You got to understand it. I should have had them watch that first.
Did you guys just spend like 5 hours sitting around watching TV?
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. It was, yeah.
And eating hamburgers.
I feel like do you see the hamburger your son is eating? Oh, he's gone. Keen, how was that burger? You want to just come over and tell us about it?
Yeah, we got to talk to you about the burger and get your plugs. Keen was like, you're going to plug my podcast,
right? Ketchup on the burger?
Yes.
What about the fries?
Right here, right next to
you. I put ketchup on the fries.
What about mayonnaise on the fries? Have you ever tried it?
I have not.
Would you try it? I'm telling you.
No, I don't like mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise on fries is good.
It's delicious.
Fine. That's a French thing, right?
You like mayonnaise?
Yeah, I like basically anything.
You learned that it was a French thing from
Pulp Fiction. Yeah. It's Royale with cheese.
A Royale with cheese.
What do they call a Whopper? I don't know. I didn't go to Burger King.
See. Everybody has been, saying like, no, you shouldn't watch Pulp Fiction.
I let him watch Pulp Fiction.
Really?
Yeah. We have a rule in my family. If it's genius, it's okay.
And that movie taught me that eating fries with mayonnaise, it's a French thing. Yeah. Genius stuff.
Yeah, I also talked to Quentin Tarantino movies now.
He's the best.
He's off my list because he's anti-cop. He gave that he railed in the NYPD, and he's off my list.
Here's the thing.
And I'm mad because some of his movies are great.
He is the most exciting filmmaker currently working today. He is fantastic. Everything he does is just pure boiling genius.
I was surprised you didn't read that article.
Yeah.
Right?
Because I didn't read it.
You have to stay. Some of these actors, you want to stay away from them because you find out how they personally feel.
They should keep their mouth shut.
They should shut up.
Some of them like a box of rocks.
Wait, what happened?
Yeah.
You really think he's the best?
Currently working, yeah. I think that there is, my personal belief is that art for art's sake is bullshit that's just going up your own butthole. I don't like the idea of, like, are these art films? I love the idea of someone who can create art out of, like, low entertainment.
This entertainment.
Yes. I thought you were going to say Brian Herzlinger.
Brian Herzlinger, he's right, he's a shade.
He's just a
little tiny bit lower. But no, the idea that
Brian Herzlinger don't think of this, he will not like you as a friend no more.
I don't know. I think that was props to him.
Yeah, he was great. Yeah. No, but I think Brian would agree with me, Quentin Tarantino.
King, what is your what's your podcast?
Two movie levels. One day I thought, hey, I want to just talk about movies for a bit, and I got up. I said, hey sister, want to talk about movies for a while?
So not his sister, just a black girl who had walked by the house. And Keen said, hey sister, get in here. No, I'm like, it was his little sister Annabelle. Yeah, sister.
Dad, I told you not to tell.
So
is this part of Stardust? Are you still doing that?
Yeah, I'm still doing that. I'm doing it.
Oh, by the way, 1,400 followers on Stardust. No, social media star, Keen Black.
They're not a sponsor, so
no, we don't care about that. Yeah, we don't. But you can find Two Movie Lovers Podcast on iTunes now, on Spotify, on all the big networks. All you have to do is type in Two Movie Lovers Podcast, and it's Keen and Annabelle and guest stars.
I love it.
Can we get a movie review now?
Yeah, what's a great movie that you've seen recently?
Wait, before you answer that, real quick.
Let's pause for our sponsors.
Okay.
Wait. Pause. Ready?
And go.
And we're back.
Okay, so I'm going to start off with a movie I recently seen called The Predator.
That's not a good movie.
Is that a recent movie?
Yeah, it's not good.
No, the remake or the reboot.
I didn't see the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't see the first one? What were you doing?
You were doing Young Republican stuff.
Yeah, I had time for movies. Yeah. Come on, it was working.
Yeah.
The Predator was very disappointing.
Why?
Just that, you know, like, it had so much potential, but, like, the studio interfered so much, and kind of, like, there was so many questions. Like, during one scene, like, two of the main characters went out to get a helicopter, and all of a sudden, a few scenes later, they got the helicopter, and all I'm left wondering, saying, like, how did they got that helicopter? It has a news station on, and saying, like, I want to see that. I don't care about this whole fake CGI stuff. I want to see the helicopter.
So it was all about the action and not the story.
Yeah, they went in and we did a little research. Fox took it out of the hands of Shane Black. Shane Black delivered a script and a movie that was a little bit more avant-garde than what they wanted. And they said, okay, go back and you got to make this more mainstream. And there was some speculation that his mainstream approach was him mocking Fox. Like, oh, you want mainstream? Oh, okay, I'll give you mainstream. And if I go by that metric, it was great because he really did mock in that third act.
And also, how can you have a Predator film without no Predator? Yeah. Like, they edited the only.
You ever see The Predator?
Oh, I'm recently watching that.
Oh, the new Predator. The old Predator.
Old Predator. Yeah. Great so far.
Yeah, he's enjoying the original with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes. Get to the chopper.
Keen, Two Movie Lovers Podcast. You can get on iTunes. Check it out. I'll be guesting on an episode. Maybe we can track down Artie Lang. Get her on it.
There you go.
Yeah,
you don't. He'll do it.
Well, I'm sure.
Thank you, Keen. So, Gene, real quick, as we wrap up, we're going to air this probably in 3 weeks, 4 weeks?
2 weeks.
Cool. In 2 weeks. What do you have coming up at the club? Where can people get tickets? The whole thing.
Here's where you get tickets. You go to www.thecomedycove.com. Make sure the is there, otherwise you wind up with a club in London, actually.
No kidding.
Yeah, the has to be there. Our whole schedule is up there. We have Bobby Collins coming back. We have Gilbert Gottfried coming back. We have a bunch of good people showing up.
How about Jay Black? Yeah. Is he coming back?
Yeah, what am I getting on, Gene? Oh, come on.
Hold on a second.
Oh, I'm getting booked.
You're booking right now.
That's right. This is how money is made, children.
Money is made.
Right here. Well, now I got another credit to
my another question is who's opening for him?
Just how about Spadia?
Just spitballing.
That'd be fine. Let's get Spadia.
How about we do it?
Anyway, who's starting? Wait, hold on.
Let's get Jessica and Spadia.
Oh my
Let's
God! Wait a minute.
Millennial show.
You want to do it 22 and 23 of February?
22 and 23 of February. Let me see if I have that open. You got it. 22 and 23.
It's as we say. It's in the book.
All right.
And we'll figure out who wants to come. You guys want to come? That'd be great.
Yeah, let's do the show.
Okay, we'll do the same show.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm in.
Okay.
Are you in?
Yep.
You in?
Yep. Come to the podcast.
So what is it? February?
Yes.
February.
Look at that. Booking things as we speak.
Buy your tickets now. It, right?
Well, we did this we did this on the trivia show, Steve's show one time, remember?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Vinny just texted me, one of our sponsors of the podcast, the great owner of the Stress Factory, and the reason I pause is because he has a grease trap issue at the club, and the plumber's on the way.
Are you kidding?
He's on his way.
We had the same problem. Yeah.
You just told me that before, right? There was a smell, so it's gone. But the guys in the kitchen thought it was gas.
Oh,
it wasn't. It was the grease.
For the McDonald's.
No.
Oh, no, it was, well, that was another thing, but no. He did. He's like, wait, I smell something. All right, so he has a grease trap problem with the club. I'm going to ask you, is my son to blame? Is my question, of course. Is Michael to blame? Are we good? Are we still recording?
We're good. We're stopping.
Oh, okay. Hey, thanks for listening.
Thanks for
inviting. Hey, wouldn't kill you to follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Bill Spadia. Follow Jessica at Chasing Jess Nut.
Follow me at fakepsychic.yourstupid.org.
Wow.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.